In 1997, you were reunited with Chris Morris for Brass Eye. The most obvious question, I suppose, is how did you get all those celebrities to be on camera saying all those ridiculous things?
Because I think the answer is because celebrities will do anything. Because if it's in your genes to be famous, then you will do anything to keep being famous. And what was weird about that was that Chris pushed it as far as possible. You know, it's almost like he'd say, do you... And there are takes of, like, Paul Daniels, God bless his soul, you know, saying, like, would you like me to do it like this? Noel Edmonds going, like, should I do this? They weren't just being tricked. They were wanted to join in. And I was working on a show. This is fairly weird. There was a comedian called Richard Blackwell, and I was working for him, for his real programme. And he came in one day and said, God, I've had a weird day. I'm like, what? Because I've been asked to do a safety advert. And I was working on Brass Eye, and the penny didn't drop. He said, apparently, there's a device you can get for your laptop. And if you're a paedophile, you can send emails to children, and they send replies, and they touch you up. And everyone in the room was going, what? So to me, it was like, I knew it was real. I trusted Chris anyway. But because, you know, somebody had come in and had said, so A, they'll do anything to be famous, even if it's saying something silly like nonsense. And B, they believed it. I think it was a more innocent time. You know, we didn't have the internet. I mean, if someone like Ali G came along now, within 2 seconds, everyone would go, I saw you on my phone, mate. You're a fake. Then it was a lot easier to trick people, because also there was that thing. Now, you know, we talk about fake news and people don't trust journalists. But then people thought, oh, it's the BBC or whoever. You know, Chris must be real. He's posh. That's the other thing. When Chris comes into a room, you believe him because he sounds like a headmaster. You know, he sounds like Jeremy Paxman. If Jeremy Paxman told me to jump out that window, I would. So there is that.